In Lord Jesus Christ, we are heavenly citizens. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So here, Paul emphasized our citizenship is in heaven. It means we are heavenly citizens. So what is our constitution? We are heavenly citizens. So what is our constitution? I think in Old Testament, the Ten Commandments is our constitution. Concerning the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5 to 7, that is our constitution. Ten Commandments, it seems like the entire level from our E2 class, even in the E1, we started to recite the Ten Commandments. But now, I think we still need to emphasize these Ten Commandments. For the society skill or knowledge, the entry level always will be out of date. But for the journey of faith, some fundamental issues is always very, very important. For example, the Ten Commandments. Take your paper or your computer. Use 3 minutes. How do you practice Ten Commandments in your life? No God, no idol, no misuse of God's name, Sabbath rest, honor father and mother, no murder, no adultery, no stealing, no false testimony, no coveting. How do you practice the Ten Commandments in your life? Use 3 minutes, write it down. Write as much as you can. How do you practice Ten Commandments in your life? Okay, time is up. This is what I have write down for your reference. One God, I should not allow another object or person to replace God. I should not love other things more than I love and obey God. No idols. God should be my ultimate loyalty and the goal than any object, activity, organization, or person. No misuse of God's name. I should not use God's name other than prayer, worship, teaching, or evangelism. Sabbath rest. I should take time off for rest, spiritual renew, and worship. Honor father and mother. I should be willing to take their views into consideration. I should respect and take care of them. No murder. I should not allow anger and rage part of my life. No adultery. I should not allow any unfaithful to my spouse. I should not have my speech and behavior to ruin my relationship with my spouse. No stealing. I should not take things or ideas which were not mine in benefit me. No false testimony. I should not lie or hide truth for my own benefit. No coveting. I should not get what I want and don't care whose it is. We are heavenly citizens, so Ten Commandments is our constitution. We should observe the Ten Commandments in every aspect in our life. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. We still live in this real world. So I think this is the rule for every citizen. Whatever our hand finds to do, whatever is right, is good, we should do it with our might, try our best. Put our effort to do it. So do all the good we can. By all the means we can. In all the ways we can. In all places we can. At all the times we can. To all the people we can. A rule for the heavenly citizen when we still live in this world. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. 17, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. The standard is so high. What is sin? When we know this is good, but we did not do it, that is sin. So we are heavenly citizen, seven day, 24 hours. No matter where we go, no matter which person surround us, we are always heavenly citizen. So try any kinds of means, ways to do right things. Let's turn to Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandments of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Here mentioned, Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. So the heavenly, why do we call ourselves the heavenly citizen? This is the main, one of the main reasons. Because our Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. So we have true hope. A heavenly citizen has the true hope. So how does the heavenly citizen practice the true hope? We have this true hope. How does this true hope relate to our daily life? True hope looks for the good in people instead of the worst in them. Because we have true hope, so this is the attitude we treat others. Nowadays, there are so many people, they are occupied by the wrongdoing, by the evil thought. Even though, because we have the true hope, so we look for the good in the people. According to the standard of Bible, they are sinner. But they are still have room for them to become the children of God. So use the true hope to deal, to treat others. True hope opens doors where despair closes them. There are many issues in our daily life. So sometimes we might feel despair, but don't forget, we are heavenly citizen. We have true hope. The true hope will open the door for us. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 11. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. This is the attitude of the Israel. Because the northern kingdom has destroyed by the Assyria. Now the south kingdom is also destroyed by the Babylonians. So they became hopeless. They're just like a very, very dry bones. Verse 12, Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. 13, then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your grave, O my people, and brought you up from your grave, 14, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will praise you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. They thought we are just like the very dry bones. There is no hope. They feel so despair. Sometimes it is it might be our situation. Our situation just like the dry bone. But the true hope opens the door for us. The true hope discovers what can be done instead of grumbling about what cannot be done. More or less, we will find the things. It seems it is impossible. It is impossible. But in the journey of faith, Lord Jesus say, our Almighty God, his professional task is in him, there is no impossible. Everything is possible. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13, chapter 18. Chapter 18, verse 13. And the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I surely bear a child, since I am old? 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord at the appointed time? I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. We know this story. In our life, sometimes the reality, just like Sarah's situation, she was old. How could it be? I still can have a son, but the true hope discovers what we can be done instead of grumbling about what cannot be done. Especially in the journey of faith. We are easy to complain. We are easy to have a grumbling in our daily life. However, this is not healthy. So we need to grab this true hope, practice this true hope. True hope draws its power from a deep trust in God and the basic goodness of mankind. Apostle Paul practiced the true hope so he can see, I can do all things by who give me the strength, by the grace, by the strength of God. We receive the strength from above. And then we can accomplish more. True hope lights a candle instead of cursing the darkness. Yes, there are so many injustice things in our life. There are so many dark things in our life. Yes, sometimes we are so uncomfortable. Sometimes we are so unbalanced. Even in we did not speak out, but in our heart, we might curse this, that. But we are the heavenly citizen. Use our true hope, light a candle. Even is the small light, but a little light can defeat the darkness. True hope, regardless problems, small or large, as opportunities. More or less, we might encounter small or large problems in our life. So sometimes we are worried about our difficulties, problems. But we should practice our true hope. By God's mercy, yes, the problems is a hidden treasure. Problems is the hidden opportunities. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Verse 20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. So this is a good example. Joseph's problems became a very wonderful opportunity for his life, for his whole family. As long as we have, we practice this true hope, our life will become better and better. Our life will become brighter and brighter. Our life will become stronger and stronger. Practice this true hope. This is a true hope because Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4. Chapter 5, verse 21. 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begotten Methuselah. 22. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. Enoch walked with God 300 years and he still have his family. He still have the his family life because he still live on earth. So he still have his routine life, normal life. In John chapter 17, Lord Jesus prayed for the disciples, prayed for us. He did not ask God, to take us off from the earth. We just like everyone live this world in real. So how does heavenly citizen manage their family? We should have our family life, even we are heavenly citizens. So how does heavenly citizen manage their family? If you are married, use 3 minutes. Write it down. How do you keep a strong marriage? How do you keep a strong marriage? If you are not married, what are your commitments to your family? What are your commitments to your family? 3 minutes. Okay. This is what I have written. How do I keep a strong marriage? My spouse is my best friend. We enjoy our time together. Marriage is a lifelong commitment. Marriage is sacred. Marriage is holy. We have common dreams and goals. Children need a stable home. My spouse is positive and builds me up. I want the relationship to succeed. We respect and appreciate each other. My spouse encourages my personal growth. We laugh together. I trust my spouse. We have built a secure and comfortable life together. My spouse accepts me for who I am. We communicate well. So what are your commitments to family? This is what I request my two boys when they were junior high, but they haven't reached my expectation, so it is still their goal. It might be your goal too. I will not hit. I will not keep secret. I will not lie. I will not use bad language. If I know somebody in trouble, I will try to help them. I will treat others with respect. If I make mess, I will clean it up. This always make me loud out to them. I will pick up my clothes and keep my room neat. I will talk to mom and dad about my problems. I have mentioned even we are family citizens, but we live in this real world. So how should we be a family citizen to the world, to the society? Two aspects. One is what our characters of a heavenly citizen to the world. What kinds of characters should we have to the world? The second is what attitude or deeds should we have in our career, in our work? Do you want to try it? 3 minutes. If you are working now, maybe you write the second one. What attitude or deeds you should have in your career? If done, maybe you can try this. What are the characters of every citizen to this world? 3 minutes. I attended TTP training in 1993. So I haven't worked in this society for more than 20 years. My concern, the attitude and deeds we should have in our career, my thinking might out of the date. Just for your reference, I know some of you don't need to go to office every day. Even you go to office, your time is flexible. I think in my time, it seems it's possible. It's impossible. The attitude and deeds we should have in our career, show up to work early, take the initiative to ask questions, ask for advice, use it, and give thanks. Speak well of your boss behind his or her back. When necessary, willing stay late to finish an important project. Do more than your share of work. Be willing to work all the shifts. Every morning, come prepared to work hard. Continue to grow professionally. Read whatever you can about your field. Suggest new ideas that will save the company time and money. Pray for your co-workers and invite them to church. What are the characters of a heavenly citizen to the world? Number one, we walk with integrity. Let's turn to Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2, verse 3. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? And still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause." Verse 9. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." In these two verses, all mentioned integrity. So we walk with integrity in this world. There are seven suggestions for us how to walk in how do we walk with integrity. I admit I made a mistake. I admit I made a mistake. There's no perfect person, including the heavenly citizens. We might do wrong. So we admit we made a mistake. You did a good job, we should appreciate other person's achievement. We are easy to give people a positive comments. You did a good job. What is your opinion? What is your opinion? Nowadays, people are self-centered. We try our best to others know who I am, what I can do, what is my what is my performance. We are easy to neglect others' opinion, others' comments. We should have this kind of habit. Ask others, what is your opinion? If you please, polite, we should treat others polite. If you please, thank you. Two words keep in our mouths. Thank you. One word, we. We always say I. But we should practice it. We say we more. And we always remind ourselves the least important word is I. So number one, we walk with integrity. Number two, we do what is right. Number three, we tell the truth. Honest is a lonely word in this society. Even sometimes people will say, "You want me tell you honestly? You cannot take it." However, we tell the truth, and in love, we tell the truth with love. Number four, we don't gossip. Even people would like the gossip, but a family citizen, we don't gossip. We don't mistreat people. When people have authority, people were easy to mistreat others. But we are humble citizens. We don't mistreat people. We side with those who are right. Those who are right. It's not necessary. We side of the so-called popular one. We side with those who are right. Even they are few, we agree with them. We keep our words. Our God is a faithful God. So we are the heavenly citizens. So we keep our words. We should be a faithful people in this world. Okay, let's pray in silence.